Well, hello there, you. This time on Culture File, we're casting off the autumn season with handsome boatman Michael Harness as we travel to Loch Mask in County Mayo to find ourselves a gillie who knows exactly where the fish were hiding all summer.
A gillie is a gentleman that knows all about fishing. He knows all about farming. He knows all about sheep. He knows all about everything, and he knows how to make a nice living. Out in the lake, he knows the spots. He knows how to talk, how to keep you, you know, going when you're out fishing. You know, he things are bad, but he's talking to you about how good it can be, you know, and you'll get a rise, and everything just dies off. Have to get that one or two rises, you know. That's my version of a gillie. He's mostly nice people, you know, nice, quiet people. No, nothing excites them. Oh my God! I was in England for 22 years. My uncle was a fisherman. He was a postmaster here in Ballinrobe for years, Marty Welch, and he had a boat down at the lake. And when I come home in summer for holidays, I go out with him on the lake, you know, and I'd always loved fishing, you know. I was even a young lad, I was fishing the rivers and everything, you know, I loved it. But then I had it when I came home in 72, I bought my own boat. And I became a member then of the World Cup. And I used to get all the boatmen from this area, up as far as Cong, Clonbur and Castlebar. You get guys to do boating. Now, to run 700 anglers over 4 to 5 days, you've got to get a lot of boatmen, you know. And the wages then was £30 a day, you know. And they used to get them around. Now to come along, he has them all on a computer. And there are fellas now that fish. They'll do a day's boating just to cover the fish, you know. And he's on a computer. All he has to do is that. And he has his all the men he wants. I used to have to get into my car, travel day and night, days before the competition, getting guys' names. Will you do this? Will you do many days? Will you do? But there are a good few gillies still around, local lads, you know. When I get out in the boat and go out in the lake and sit, I couldn't care less if I never caught a fish. The peace and quiet out there. And, a nice day, a nice breeze, absolutely fabulous, fabulous. And put the depth sounder on and you can go and look at the bottom and the terrain of the lake. And you could be going along Loch Mask now in different areas, I know, the lift, and I'd go down the middle and keep kind of south. The terrain, it's unbelievable, the mountains underneath the water, you know, and straight ledges of sheer rock, you know, right down to the bottom, probably about, maybe some of them 6 inches under the water, spike sticking up. That's where you have to be very careful in a boat, you know. And strangers, it's very important that they get a gillie that knows the terrain, you know. Because you go out there, and I remember one day there was a doctor. He was a Ballinasloe. He was working the big house up there, you know. And changed the fly on him, and next day I opened up the engine and zoom, bang, hit this bloody big rock. I looked in and I seen the man looking out at me, you know. I was after giving this man instructions how not to hit rocks. Bang straight up on top of a bloody rock on the way out, you know. I have a box out there and there's thousands of flies in it, but I only use maybe one or two. I believe in a golden olive now or a fiery brown, and of course mayfly is, you know, different thing. But to me, mayfly fishing should be done dapping. Dapping is a dapping pole, where the wind catches your line. And boat on you, we'll just say now, you dangle your flies on top of the water out of the door, and you wait for the bio to come up, and you count to three or four. If he's greedy, you have him instantly because he swallowed it, you know. If the fishing was good out there, I'd go out, you know. You know, I've good rain gear and good gear on, you know, the best. And I've good boat and engine, and I used to love to go out there. I'd love to go out now and, you know, fish the bay, because the bay would be good, even though it'd be wild outside, you know. There's lots of little places in the lake. It could be thunder and lightning and storms blowing outside. You get in a little cul-de-sac and, you know, small bay. You know, it's a beautiful, absolutely a beautiful place, Loch Mask. The Bay of Islands down there, you get lost in the Bay of Islands. That's down Partrie, Tumakeedy side. All the Tumakeedy run, it's all clear of rock, all the way up nearly to Clonbur. You know, there's no big rocks at all down underneath. You come over our side here and run up towards Clonbur, and it's mountains of rocks. It's all rocks underneath, you know. But there's lots of bays, Ballahalla Bay, Cahir Bay. Cahir Bay is as big as, and so is Ballahalla, as big as some big reservoirs in England, you know. Massive places. Lovely place to spend a holiday and spend a weekend out there fishing, especially if the fishing is good. If it's not bad, you don't take any notice of fishing. It's the peace and tranquility of the whole thing is lovely.
Gilly Michael Harness there, keeping faith in his golden olive. And tomorrow night we'll be in the company of the moths and the butterflies at a storytelling event in Galway City.